So
I'll make
moved.
them. I'll second.
Any questions on them? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Go to department requests. Public Works. Morning, Todd.
Morning, everyone. We're requesting authorization to roll over 2024 funds to the 2025 budget in the amount of $4,185,785.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Nichols. This is with a lot of this is FEMA funding, right?
It's for the flood funding.
Yeah, flood funding.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those that weren't at Public Works, this is these were projects that were slated to get done, and but then when the flood came, they got put back on the back burner. So we're just transferring the money into the next year in order to do them.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Tim.
Good morning. I have need acceptance of two New York State Homeland Security grants. The first one is the FY23 Domestic Terrorism Preparedness Grant. That's $172,413. This is the grant we use to fund the BTAM coordinator.
Second, Thu.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, the second grant is the FY24 State Homeland Security Grant Program. This is a total of $110,965, split between the Sheriff's Office and our office. Our office will receive $72,127 from this, and the Sheriff's Office is $38,838. This is a typical Homeland Security grant that we normally receive, and it funds a lot of our ongoing programs that we've been doing for years, such as I Am Responding and our Disasterland software for EOC management.
Motion, Horton.
Second.
Any questions? Yes.
You said you normally receive this grant, so is this roughly the same amount you receive on an annual basis, or does it?
Very typical of what we receive. You know, it's within a few $1,000 typically each year, but okay. It's very typical of what we receive.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Office of the Aging.
Okay.
I don't have that budget transfer in front of me. Finance, and then
we can move on to finance. Stacy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your standard monthly reports have been submitted for purchase orders, budget transfers, and amendments, and the corrections under $2,500. Are there any questions?
Anybody have any? I didn't
know
this time. Okay, we're good.
Very good. Finance also needs to request a CHIPS revenue adjustment. So this is specific to the 10-wheeled dump trucks that we purchased. Originally, the project was funded with interfund revenue, but instead we put it on a CHIPS reimbursement. So I have to come and ask for approval because of it touching the interfund revenue. So it's just a simple accounting adjustment to correct the type of revenue that we're using for $2 million of these trucks.
So move.
Second.
That you've already spent.
Any questions?
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stream bank stabilization.
Yes. So bringing to you from AIP, I think most were here for AIP, soil and water indicated the potential to do 17 projects in 2025. The total typical county match in for those 17 projects would be $275,686.87. and AIP voted to allocate that amount instead of the difference between the 75 we normally give them from unassigned fund balance.
How much was it?
$275,686.87.
That closes all the projects?
Those are all the projects that have been reviewed, vetted, and approved by Soil and Water for 2025. It doesn't include any Tropical Storm Debbie related projects. They are 11 private landowner and 6 municipal projects, and with a 25% share from those those. So
the landowner share is 25%. Jeff?
Just, I don't have a problem with this all. I think Soil and Water is one thing that all taxpayers appreciate.
Yep.
The Soil and Water think they can get. I wasn't at I think they're actually going to be able to get, say, 17 projects done.
That was their indication. Yep.
Yeah, I agree. To me, this is the best money we spend every time.
I'll make the
move. It is.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Does this have any reimbursement from FEMA or anything?
No.
Strictly.
This is non-FEMA related.
Strictly county.
Yep.
Okay.
Strictly county and landowner, 75% county, 25% property owner.
So this basically just covers our 75% that we're committed to.
Right. Yep. And then you, as a reminder, we have 75 grand in the budget normally for the stream bank stabilization. The discussion at AIP was to fund the full amount of these projects, and then the 75 Soil and Water can keep and roll over into future years. Or if additional projects come up this year, they can use that as the 75%.
If we didn't have that, the creeks and the rivers would destroy countless amount of
property
property damage. It's just
their knowledge and their ability to help towns and recommend ways of doing things that towns can afford and have the equipment to do themselves. You know, you can't put a price on that.
Yep.
And the other thing that Jeff does, he tries to make sure that he gets rocks big enough to withstand the current for that location. Because sometimes you put stuff in, if the rock isn't big enough and heavy enough, it gets swept away at the next flood.
Right.
So what he's been trying to do is get big enough rocks. And at times we have trouble finding the pits that'll create the rocks that we want, you know, to hold the current.
Well, Eric said with this latest from FEMA, they were hauling out of Syracuse.
Yeah. So it's an issue finding pits that have big enough rock to handle the current, you know, at flood times.
Yeah.
Okay.
And unassigned fund balance is the recommendation.
Did we vote?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we did vote.
Oh, you did? Okay. Just clarifying.
The office of the evening.
We think it's ProAction for like $28,000 for ProAction means to salary. The sailors, the contract.
Would you like us to bring it back?
Do we have a special one before?
Yeah, do a special before the monthly.
Yep.
Okay.
He probably didn't realize it needed to come to finance.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine. All right. So two other things. We need to discuss priorities. And then Jack wants to report about the audit. Yes.
I'll start with my priority, if that's all right.
Can you put your microphone on?
I'll start with my priority. It's the same priority I had for the other ones. I'd like any department heads that deal with finance to get with the new county attorney and discuss what you need from him and what he needs from you so that that line of communication can be open for everyone. And I think that should be a quick priority being seen. You know, we got a new county attorney and it's a new year.
William, you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how feasible it is, but what I'd like to see is a 0% increase in the levy for next year. Obviously, if we were to try to take on that task, that would require a lot of forward thought. So I'd like to figure out whether that's even feasible. And if so, what we could do to plan for that.
Your problem is you got a state legislature and a governor that wants to keep increasing wages and increasing everything.
Right. I hear you.
So So, yeah.
That's what I was going to say is we will know much more after April or after right. March when the state legislature adopts their budget. That is going to be the driving factor. Salaries last year, we do have corrections officers union that we were negotiating with. Right. But, and you do have the raises along with the new.
Right. I mean, I got that we had to raise taxes this year because of how much we increased salaries and stuff like that.
But the rate per thousand has dropped for right, 10 years in a row.
Right. I get that. And it's because our assessments go up and that's, so we end up having a larger tax burden on the population, but a less per thousand tax burden. So,
Gary?
We tried this in my past 30-some years twice, and each time, 1 or 2 years down the road, we end up paying for it mm-hmm. because we had to increase taxes more than 1% or 2%.
Yeah.
So it sounds good, and it looks good on paper, but with the finance committee, it doesn't come out too good. Twice in 30 years.
Yeah.
Kelly?
Well, maybe we need to approach it in a different angle in that if we could look at our overall revenues, what sources of non-property tax revenues would we have any kind of control over to increase, such as the work we're doing with collecting room tax or sales tax on the vacation rentals? Are there other things that we could do? So if we increase that dollar amount of revenue, then we wouldn't have to increase the property tax levy. So maybe your thought process will, we just need to look at it from a slightly different angle. Are there other sources of revenue that we could maximize in order to make sure that what we collect in property taxes doesn't increase?
Right. And I'm not married to the idea, but I think if we could deliver something like that, that would not harm the future of the county, then I think our constituents would be very happy about it.
So mine were continue to find ways to maximize our interest earnings.
Yeah.
Which is kind of just what you said. The room tax one, we don't get the benefit of that. That goes into the fund for tourism.
Sales tax though.
Yeah. Sales tax does. I don't know how we affect increasing that.
Well,
other than the economy.
On both sales tax and room tax.
So that will be new for most. We have the voluntary collection with Airbnb for the room tax. It'll be interesting to see how much sales tax that we get off of that. Cause that with the state law that was passed, sales tax will also be charged.
Oh, and sales tax on rooms is what you're referring to. Okay. Yeah. I just thought you meant sales tax in general.
It can be sales tax in general, but that's one of the areas where perhaps we are not collecting enough. I mean, if it's subject to room tax, it's also subject to sales tax. And it's really not right for Airbnb to only collect room tax. They should also be collecting sales tax.
And with the state law now, they and all the others will have to.
Yes.
So that will be new.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have not earmarked sales tax revenues from room rents mm-mm. to go to.
It'd be in a separate pot. That would be, okay. That'd stay in sales tax.
Okay. Provides support and necessary capital to update the timekeeping hardware system. We know that our clocks are at end of life for the timekeeping, and they're going the mid-year.
Yeah.
So we need to look at how do they get replaced, installed, people trained, all of that. And I'm sure that's going to cost us some money. I don't remember that we put a reserve in for that in the budget for 2025. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I would like to see us develop a 3-year or 5-year financial forecast for the county. And we talked about this back during the budget process, and it was more around how much fund balance do we have and how much should we have?
Right.
And so if if we can forecast out multiple years, and I realize so much of it is just a swag because we don't have a lot of control over a lot of it. But if we could do a long range forecast, you get better at it every time you update it the next year and you get a feel for things. It would give us a good indication on 3 years out or 5 years out, what could we be looking at as far as a reserve? And I'm not saying increase the reserve. I'm saying use some of the reserve to bring it down to a more manageable level. We know we're going through an audit right now. That's probably going to be the biggest thing they hit us for. But you know what? That's not bad. They hit you for something anyways. The fact that we've been able to go from what, Gary, we were in the teens or 20s when I started.
Teens, yeah. High teens.
Where we're at now has been pretty good. Because we can take a lot of body blows like we did like we did last year in the budget through contracts and everything else. We can take those and still continue to deliver under the tax cap and also a reduced tax rate per thousand.
Right, right.
So you have to have that in order to be, I mean, it's like an insurance policy. You have to have that in order to be able to handle all the unforeseen items, including the state budget. We don't know what they're going to come up with next. Right.
We've had many body blows.
Yeah, we have.
We've had state come in and did a job on our bridges. A lot of them were almost closed down because the state said so-and-so.
Yep.
The landfill.
Well, landfill and...
All the updates on the landfill
that
we need to keep going.
There are some counties that if they had the flooding you had over the past 3 years, would have cash flow problems.
Right.
Because... yes, we will receive FEMA funding for a lot of that over time, but you have to have the cash to be able to fix those things.
Up front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the cash we have, if we have to bond, we have low interest rates on the bonding because of our county cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the financial forecast, and I don't want us to make a science project out of it because that's what I did at Corning. And then the numbers would change a month later. But just put down our best guesses on what we're looking at in the next couple of years that we know about. We can identify what is subject to change or what the risks are. And that just gives us a longer term look at where are we financially.
Well, along with that, one of the things that I want to work on, and we used to do it, but it was imperfect and a lot of times it just didn't provide value in my view. But I want to get a little more comprehensive with kind of a 3-year capital plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be part of it.
We do a 5-year road plan. Yeah. We should probably be doing a long-term capital plan.
Capital plan. We have a little more certainty.
Right.
So no, that's absolutely something we can work on.
How would you accomplish that, Scott? I think it's a good idea. I think anytime you do this kind of planning, it's always a good exercise.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's up to Jack and the finance office to develop a forecast, but it's basically what are the big items that make up our operation? Revenues, you know, expenses, capital, and then you just start looking at it on a long-term basis. What do you know is going to happen with the costs going up? So you make adjustments for that. I mean, I was thinking about it driving up here this morning. We used to get a 30-year landfill forecast from Vince?
Yeah.
That showed,
yeah,
are we going to be able to continue to maintain these things after we close them down?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I haven't seen one of those in...
since Vince.
Since years, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we do those already in one form or another.
Yeah.
We have to have 30 years of revenue piled up to pay for the testing.
For the ongoing maintenance of a closed landfill.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a multi-fold spreadsheet he would prepare.
Usually took about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. We shortened that. We did.
Yeah.
So those are the ones I had. And then you wanted to talk about...
Yeah, I mean, it kind of ties into this discussion. I think we'll be bringing things from you. I've been communicating with the chair. She's had some meetings with the comptroller as well. You folks should have received an email Friday about what they focus. So when they do a broad-based audit, they come in, they look at everything. Mitch and Chris and Stacy and I especially have had, I don't even know how many meetings. It helps that they're sitting right there. That's where they're stationed, in the conference room. But they look at everything and then they identify areas that they're going to focus their audit on. They're focusing the audit on financial management. So they will be looking at fund balance, budgets, reserves, those sort of things. And then they're also doing an IT audit, which seems pretty standard. Our communication with them has been very good. We've had discussions about fund balance. I anticipate in our communication with them to bring some of these things. It might accomplish some of what you're talking about to you as we go through, because it's going to be a multi-month process before we get any sort of reports or anything. But the fund balance policy that you've adopted that we have has a minimum, but it doesn't have a maximum. That's verbally talking to them. That's one of the recommendations that they have, is talking about that. Also reserves. You have a ton of capital projects. They like to see reserves instead of capital projects. So you'll probably see something like that. That's a process change that we could
do. What's the difference?
The difference is spending out of reserve requires the public hearing, right? I believe, Brenda.
Do you do that in the town? You have a public hearing when you're buying a new piece of equipment out of reserve?
Yes.
If it's out of reserve.
Yeah.
But our capital plan is exactly...
Our audit come back exactly what Jack is saying. They told us they would rather have us having it like in a truck reserve versus a truck capital project.
It's,
so it's one of those things, at least you have the money, but it was earmarking it the proper way.
Yeah. And we had long talks with them that your capital projects, even changing the name of your capital projects by your rules in the administrative code, requires a resolution, doesn't require the public hearing, like Jeff said. They're looking at it. What if all of us in this room go away and a brand new group of people come in? If it's not reserved, then it is technically a little easier to use that money for a different purpose.
Well, and especially, you know, at least here there's 17 people plus all the administration, but you know, you have a town that you could switch 3 town board members in one term.
Yeah.
And you know, all of a sudden you had $750,000 saved, thinking that was going to go for, you know, a new highway to shop or something. And then all of a sudden it's buying something else, where if it's in a highway shop reserve,
yeah,
whoever comes. So you're exactly right. Whoever comes in behind you knows that money was saved for that reason.
And they use the example similar to a town, but they provide an example of school boards. You get a new superintendent, business official, and new board members. And they've gave us examples of recent where they took the same thing, took a swath of money, bought stuff, reduced taxes, and the next year they were in a heck of a financial state. So looking at that,
let me interrupt you. How they could compare 3 or 5 board members to 17?
I don't think they don't look at that. They look at what they consider best practice, and that's what they're going to say. They're not going to factor in that there's 17 of you. There's however many of us. I went through the line of here's the checks and balances. I said, yeah, it'd require a new Brenda, a new me, a new Mitch, a new Chris, a new Stacy, but again, they'll be providing, a lot of them are recommendations, findings. You'll see it. I wanted to note, because especially finance committee, they have said that they will likely reach out. It's up to you. They're good people. They're very nice to work with. So, feel free to have conversations with them. That's, but they're going to reach out to some legislators, some department heads. They'll go through it, but that's what they're focusing on. They've been good to work with. Nothing earth shattering that we've heard or seen so far.
Last time we were audited.
This is the first time since I've been here that we've received a broad-based audit.
Yeah.
We've been audited every 3 to 4 years for something, but it's normally they're doing an audit on, the last one was court and trust, and we just happened to be one of the counties that they came in to do. So they do it two ways. They do these broad-based audits very much more infrequently, or they do a topic-specific audit, and then they pick a county, or they pick some county, some schools, some towns, some villages. We've had 8 of those since I've been here. This is the first broad base where they come in, and I mean, they've been here a month looking at everything. and then focus the area of what they want to audit.
So I guess, I mean, the fact that we have Bonadio audit us every single year and provide a report keeps us clean.
It helps. Yeah. They're not worried about, they're not worried about financial mismanagement from a malfeasance standpoint or anything. They're looking at more controls, and I had the frank discussion with them. Yes, we've talked with finance about, you and I have had a lot of conversations. It's in your minutes about, because sales tax took off and we can't fill vacancies, the reserves grew, or the fund balance grew more than we anticipated. So how do we manage that? They seem comfortable, you know, but it's going to be a finding.
Yeah, they have to find something.
So
they always have to criticize you for something, prove they were here.
Yeah, but they are, I do want to say they are good to talk to and good to work with. So if you reached out to them, they are good, knowledgeable people. So
anything else?
I just wanted to say the short-term rental money, the $100,000 that was given to the destination committee. We had 8 applicants that were working on trying to finalize how we're going to spend that $100,000, because really the total was $173,000 that they asked for. But we're trying to stay within that $100,000 that will come soon.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.